There is nothing that says I'm a mom like having to do a podcast interview in your car, which is what happened in today's podcast. Stay tuned for more information. Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martins. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, descriptions, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. Good. What's up, ladies? Welcome to the episode of the Women of Video Podcast. I'm so excited that I get to spend this time with you today in your earbuds. If you are new here, welcome to this crazy thing that we call the Women Creator Economy, where we're helping you build more economic impact and equality through education, through resources, and through a bomb-ass community. And if you are coming back, what's up? I'm so excited I get to spend this time with you. Little housekeeping before we dive into this. This comes out on Wednesday, but we have our first first monthly session in our mastermind happening on Thursday, the 13th of April. If you're listening to this later, totally go listen to that replay over at the Women of Video. It's going to be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and we are going over how you can use AI to be a better creator. Talk about ChatGPT, vidIQ, all the tools, all the places with our one and only Kelly Noble Mirabella, who is like the expert in the whole AI creator economy situation. She is the bomb. You're not going to want to miss that. So head over to the Women of Video Mastermind to join that. You can find that at womenofvideo.uscreen.io. We also have the link for that in the show notes and the description of this podcast. Now, I talked to the absolutely fabulous Anna Brown, and she is the mom of not one set of twins, but two sets of twins. And the fact that she is able to build over 1.3 million followers on YouTube and social media as a mom of twins is absolutely amazing to me. And what we talked about in this episode is how she's done it and where she is actually looking to like improve what she's doing and take her content to the next level and build her brand to the next level. Because just because you have a lot of subscribers doesn't mean you know exactly what you're doing, right? So we're going to dive into that with her and talk about like what she's doing to grow and succeed and what you can do as well. And if you are a mom, like this is a great episode about balancing life and working, getting people on board to help you, even your family. And if you are not a mom, this is still a great episode because we talk a lot about like planning your time, getting things together, and what you need to do to be effective in this space. So without further ado, let's dive into the pod. I am so excited to talk with you today, Anna. I think that there's so much that you have to share and give and offer, and I cannot wait to dive into your creator journey.
Hi, and thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited, but also a little bit nervous. I think this is one of my first interviews.
Okay, well, I promise. Well, I'll go easy on it. But first and foremost, tell us about like why you decided to create video content.
Yeah, it was, I think for most people who create content right now, we all started during the pandemic when there was like not much to do, like we all sitting at home and trying to be safe and also was trying to entertain. And I started during the pandemic and it was just for funsies at the time. Right now, it turned into a full career for me. Like I literally like can provide for the family with all this money coming from the social media. And I'm so happy about that because for me being a stay-at-home mom with two sets of twins, I don't have a lot of, you know, time on my hands to, and I don't have an option to go to work, like, you know, from 8 to 5. So this is an amazing opportunity for me. And, I'm so happy that now I can provide for my family from home, working from home. So my mo mostly my income comes from monetization from my videos, and right now I'm working also to even monetize my platforms even further. I'm working to start on my brand, clothing brand, because yeah, I was always passionate about clothing, matching clothes for the family, when all the family clothes like the same. So it all was also always my passion, but I couldn't find anything that I like. So I decided to start my own brand, and using my platforms, I'm hoping I will be able to promote it.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I think that we should talk about what kind of video content you create. You already teased us a little because you talked about how you have two sets of twins. So tell us about what kind of video content you make and where you spend most of your time.
Yeah, so I my content usually it was all over the place from the beginning, but now it's more like challenges, kids challenges, not pranks pretty much, but something also like I have something like serious, like I have series of video that I do over and over again that works and perform good for my channel. So something like very cute, something very like emotional, I would say, but with the kids. So that's what works for my channel, and people really like it. So I don't like, mean like challenges, of course. So I'm trying to keep everything like fun and like very cute.
I love that. Okay, so you have two sets of twins. And first of all, like the fact that you have two, like some people have one and it's a whole thing. So my mom heart goes out to you because that's a lot of love, but also a lot of work. So
Work.
how have you been able, like what does a day in the creator life look like for you as a mom and a creator? Like how do you, like what do your days look like, and how do you create your content?
Yeah, so I have a like very like straightforward plan for creating, because I don't have a lot of, as I mentioned, a lot of time on my hands. So I need to create a lot of content, but I only have like very limited amount of time. So what I do, and I also I like the kids to be dressed and very cute in the video, so I cannot really, I cannot do it every day, like perfect hair, like hairstyles and everything for three girls and one boy. So I do film all my content for the whole week in one day. It takes me 20 minutes to film like all the videos that I wanna do for the week. Then I edit them, and so I have a lot of content actually from these 20 minutes once a week, because I do have, as I mentioned, series, so I know what I'm gonna film, so I don't waste my time on, scripts and thinking about the plot. So I already know what I'm gonna film. So, and the kids already know what they're gonna do. So for us, it works pretty like easy. But of course, when once the algorithm change, I have to find another ideas for my videos. And then I do it over and over again. So that's how I do it. So it seems like I do post every single day, but and it seems like a lot of work, but it's actually not a lot of work. Everyone can do that. And moms being at home with the kids, they certainly can do that. It just, you need to put some planning and scheduling into, these pictures. So, and then you can do that for sure.
Okay, so I'm dying to know, how do you know what you're going to film? And like, how do you communicate that to the kids? Because sometimes I'm like, I've been a social media marketer for 14 years and I don't know what I'm doing all of the time. So like, what does that, like, how do you know what you're filming and how do you relate it to your family so that they can do what needs to get done? Especially because I would also guess that some days they're just not really into it, or things don't go quite right. So how do you get to the goal?
Yeah, for sure. That those days we have those days, and then we can like wait another day. So for sure, those days happen for sure. And also lighting. I always want to have the perfect light. Sometimes there is like rainy days, so I'm not gonna film anything on those days for sure. So for the kids, they, I don't know, they already learned their routine and they know they will have candies after all of that, so they absolutely down to do any videos, and they love actually doing that because I don't I everything I do everything from one at first attempt, so I don't do a lot of tries. So just one, we're done. So I don't, make them tired. Or I don't like, and also I want to see their first reaction. That's very important to see their first. My all videos are reaction videos, pretty much. So this reaction, that's what value for the viewer. They want to see their
Okay.
reaction, like, are they sharing things? Are they meeting a grandpa after a long time not seeing them? They want to see this first time moment. And it's actually like very quick to film. You just have this idea, like you just need to have the clear idea of what you want to do. And so I explain them. And let's say we do video like when you have three sisters and Sebastian do nice things for his three sisters. And it's either opening the door for them or giving them like, I don't know, candy or something. So he just go and gives them like simple things, and I record all of that. So it's actually, my videos are very simple, because you cannot do complicated with the kids. It's just not gonna work. And this simplicity actually works pretty good for us because people love the reaction, this like first reaction of the kids whatever they
I love
do.
that you have that, and I love how you bribe them with candies. When
Yeah.
part of my story is I we like what led me to be a video content creator is we lived in Korea, and while we lived in Korea, my daughter was a model, and how they would get the kids to like do
Yeah.
things like perform and chasings, they would have bubbles and they would have candy. Like
Wow.
the
Okay.
things
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
they
Yeah. Yeah.
would
Yeah.
pack
Famous
them
people
full
is
of to
smart.
do. Yeah, like they got paid in candy. They got paid in money too, but it was just this whole like really
Yeah.
funny thing. That's just like, all right, I guess we're doing
Nice.
this.
Smart idea with the bubbles for sure.
Yeah, bubbles, because it's like, well, with bubbles, it's like they're kind of transparent and they can like chase them and they're showing off clothes and toys and stuff, so it's kind of all, it's a whole thing.
Nice. That's a
But
smart
it's
idea.
just, look, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it. So what made you decide to do YouTube content with your kids? Like, what is it that was like, you know what, I think that this is what I should do this about? I'm guessing there's some level of like documenting to it, but what it, I guess what led you to want to like monetize motherhood?
Yeah, absolutely. I started like a couple years ago, and I wanted something else. I wanted a different type of content to post, and like educational something. And it wasn't me. It wasn't like too like it didn't work for me. So I took a pause for a year, I think. And then when the shorts came in the game, that's when I really start growing my account, because like it was hard for me to do long format videos for sure. With the kids, it's too much for me, but short format works so good. So we were able to build the channel, and now we are thinking even to start doing like more start filming more long format videos, because I'm able to hire a team, like, someone to help me with that, scripts and everything. So that's the next step for me. But yeah, we started with the shorts, because shorts just 15 minutes, and being a mom with the kids, it's really not that time consuming. So it's very easy to like just get in YouTube creating.
Okay, so you said something very interesting. So how you've been able to really amplify what you're doing is you have a team. Tell us about the team that you've built and what it is that they do and how they help you.
Yeah, so no, I'm just building my team. It's not in full work right now. I do have an editor. I found a manager. Like, I'm still figuring out navigating everything because it's very new for me. But what I learned, manager will be helping with the script, so they will absolutely, like, I'll go and search and research other channels, and they will find the viral type of content. They will help me to script similar videos or something, like whatever will perform good for my channel. So they do all the work, like with scripts. I do have an editor. They will put everything together, like a final product. And also I need to find someone, like a cameraman, who will go with us and film, because maybe I'm thinking to do either like a day in the life or reality type of stuff, like what we do in the real life, or maybe like a cartoonish stuff, when like with beautiful, like in a beautiful studio, when like, I don't know, playing with the toys, something like kids would like to see, like content for the kids. But I'm a little bit nervous how to make these long videos with four kids, little. So I don't know how it will go, but I will give it a shot and we'll see.
I think that that's the best way for you to do it for sure, because you gotta always be testing, right? Always gotta be finding new things to post and to do. So,
For sure, yeah, right.
okay, so you obviously did this, like you continue to do this, and you're essentially a working content creating mom and household. Tell us about your revenue streams that you have for your business, and also, like, what are the new ones that you're kind of working on?
Yeah, so I think YouTube have like monetization, right? Like the main monetization that start from 4,000 hours. So I didn't receive it for quite a long time. So I think I received it very recently, a couple months ago. And before, so it's just I don't know how much it's gonna be. It's just like I'm gonna see next month. But I was able to monetize my shorts, and I was receiving the bonuses all the time whenever the program was working until February 2023. And I was making actually like good money. Like in January, solely in January, last month, not last month that the bonuses were active, it was 8,000 just for shorts. So I mean, it's none of other platforms pays that much. So I think YouTube really appreciate the creators, and I really appreciate that because it's a lot of work to create content. And yeah, so being able to monetize it is like amazing.
I love that. So what are you, so you I talked about you're developing like a clothing line. Are you working with sponsors or brands on any of your content? Are you very like AdSense heavy?
I don't, yeah, I'm trying to be don't overload with ads. I don't have actually any ads on YouTube yet. I'm thinking to sign a contract with one of the companies that do help to find sponsors and everything. So it's in working right now, in progress. Regarding my own brand, I graduated master. Not a graduated. I'm still graduating next year. Master program from fashion design. So this always was my passion to create a brand, clothing brand, and it's a very big secret actually. But I think it's coming next month. I'm gonna launch next month with my clothing brand. So I didn't tell this secret to anyone else yet.
Oh, exclusive. I love it.
Exclusive, yeah.
So, well, and I think it's important. I think it makes sense for your audience. My guess is that your audience is probably a lot of people, like other moms, maybe probably definitely twin or multiples moms. You know, people that just want to like live vicariously through you and your kids. Maybe they can't have them or doing fun things like you have your whole like Bahama vacation and things that you've done and
Yeah.
all of your fun kid twin activity that you have going on. So I think that it's working really well for you, and I can't wait to see like how you continue to grow that. And I think working with a agency is going to be a huge move for you too, because you're too busy being a mom of two sets of twins to go hunt them
Absolutely.
down
Yeah.
yourself. So that's going to be
I
a
need
whole
to
thing.
learn to de yeah, I need to learn to delegate th like what is it called? Like delegate, what's the right word? Yeah, things because I even like don't have a nanny. I don't have like any help. Like I do everything myself, including mom work, like content work, like everything. So it's like I feel like it's I stuck in this place because I cannot grow anymore because I have a certain amount of time that I have. So I need to free some of my time to do something extra, something else for my like, you know, creative work and everything. So yeah, I definitely need a team and to sign this contract. The company is really good, so I really hope they will help me to get some sponsors and everything going.
And I love that your vulnerability and your honesty about like how you don't have time to do everything, because I think that that is like the number one thing that probably every woman says is like, how am I supposed to have time to do all of this stuff? And the best thing that you can do, the best way to make more money is to hire it out. Like there's this phrase that went around for a while that I absolutely hated, and it was you and Beyonce have the same 24 hours in a day. And there could be nothing farther than the truth. 'Cause you know what Beyonce does? Beyonce buys other people's time. And that's how
For
she's
sure.
able to be everywhere at once and do all these things. That way she can focus on what she does best, which is be an artist. And as a creator and a business owner and a mom, like outsourcing the things I need that are taking away from my income earning potential or activities is just not gonna work for me. So having an au pair, having an editor, having like a team for social media management for the agency and also the brand, and an editor for this podcast, like someone that does all the email marketing stuff, like having those people maximizes my reach and allows for me to have more opportunities to make money, so that because what makes money is me being creative, me communicating, educating people. And so if I'm not doing that, all these other things can't happen to make money. So it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Yeah, and you, yeah, for sure. I heard this phrase as well. At some point, you need to learn how to. You used to trade help for money, and now you need to do the opposite, something like that. You need to, oh, not help for time for money. Now you need to trade money. Time for money, money for you know what I mean? Like,
Yes. In
yeah, so
order to, you have to trade money for time if you're going to maximize how much money you can make with your time. So, because
yeah.
you kind of have to think like you have an hourly rate, and as you bring on more people who are doing more income producing activities for you, your hourly rate in turn increases. So if it costs you, let's say, $25 an hour to have an editor for your YouTube channel, but your hourly rate is like $75 an hour, your new hourly rate is $100 an hour, because you have to account for these other people that have access to you for stuff that you need so that you can use other income producing activities. Because if you were to do your editing at $25 an hour versus the $75 an hour you're trying, you're losing $50 an hour every hour you spend editing your content. Right. So it just makes complete sense. So sorry to interrupt our episode. I know we're getting really into it, but are you looking for a powerful, easy to use tool that can help you take your video to the next level? If so, I've got just the tool for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one solution for all of your content creation needs. With Adobe Express, you can easily create stunning videos, design eye-catching thumbnails, clip and trim your videos with ease, and schedule your content for social media. One of the standout features of Adobe Express is the range of thumbnail templates that are available. With dozens of customizable templates to choose from, you can create thumbnails that are both visually appealing, informative, and help your videos stand out on that crowded home feed of YouTube. And when it comes to video clipping, it makes it so much easier to repurpose your content from those long-form videos to all of the other vertical video platforms, and you can easily share them with the scheduling tool within Adobe Express. So if you're ready to take your content creation to the next level, head over to Adobe Express and start your free trial today. You can find the link to get signed up for today over in our show notes at womenofvideo.com. And remember, Adobe Express is the perfect tool for taking your content to the next episode. All right, back to the episode. Do you ever go through phase? Have you ever been through a phase as a creator, or are you in a phase as a creator where you have like mom guilt about doing, like being a mom and family creator, or doing these income producing activities versus spending time with your kids?
Yeah, for sure. I always have this thought, especially whenever I see the comments, from haters, whatever. I try not to read, but sometimes I really feel bad, and I try to think through, like, are they like, is it anything like close to reality? Is it like that's how the things are or not? Like, so I'm trying to think how like further from the truth this is. And I was thinking that I'm always asking the kids if they want to do like videos. Is it fun for them? So I'm trying to talk with them and communicate with them as much as I can. And if I see they don't want to do anything, I don't ever force them to do anything. And they actually, it's so funny, even if I don't do their videos, they grab my phone and they do some their own videos. They like copying me, and I think they will be turning into mini creators very soon as well.
My daughter pretends to be an entrepreneur all of the time. Yeah. She'll like make computers and be on her fake phone or like her real phone, or recording videos and doing blogs. Like I will catch her in her room. She's 7, right? I will catch her in her room with her phone, and she's like dancing stuff, because they see you. They see what you're doing. And they're like, well, that's just what makes sense. Like when I ask my daughter, what do you want to be? Like, what do you want to do when you grow up? Not like she has to decide. She's like, oh, I'm going to be a mom and I'm going to have my own business. I'm like, that makes sense. Yeah, that tracks, because that's me.
Right. And my daughter, when I asked her, she said her to her grandpa another day, she want to do videos and make money. Yeah. That's what they see.
It is what they see. Like, it's a whole thing. I love what being a creator has done to help, like, recondition like what income looks like, what families look like how things function. Like, I don't know if you had this, so when I was growing up, both my parents worked, they were gone 9 to 5, and I had to pick my sister up from school, and I grew up a latchkey kid. Like, there are all of these things that were just how I did things. And it's like, in order for our life to exist, we had an income cap with what both of my parents could make, and then also like they worked and stuff. But now I've worked from home for 14 years. My kids have never known me not being home while working or doing stuff. Even when they go to school, I tease them, you guys go to work every day. You guys go to school. I stay home and work. And then like my husband, well, since he's left the service, now he's a stay at home dad. Like, he takes care of dinner and activities and cleaning and all that kind of stuff. So we've just rewritten what a family looks like, and to the point where sometimes people just don't get it. And I'm like, but my kids do, and my kids will know the difference. And because we're showing them the alternatives, like, not everything is go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job and die. Like, that isn't a world that exists anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I feel like I'm blessed to be with my kids like so much time, but at the same time provide for them. That's the blessing, I think. Yeah.
So good. Okay, so I want to know, I always love to do a little bit of rapid fire in our interviews, just so I can kind of get an idea of what people, like, how they're creating and what they're doing. So what do you film with?
With my phone.
Okay, perfect. What kind of phone do you have?
13.
Oh, the iPhone 13. Okay.
Yeah, the previous, I think it's already 14, right? Not right now, the new one. So I didn't have the new one, but yeah,
I'm an Android user, so I don't know.
Okay, got it. It works for what it is.
Perfect. Who are your favorite female creators?
Oh, female creators. I'm so bad with the with names. Due to my ADHD, I think I don't have that. But that's what I think. Let me think I have plenty of them. I do like on YouTube.
It can be anywhere. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
Let me think. I remember them, but I cannot name the names. I just remember the
Oh
faces.
my gosh. You understand my heart. I will remember someone's face till I die. I will have a very hard time remembering
I
their
know
name.
that's me. Yeah, that's me. I have to repeat, like, what was the name? Like, so many times.
I love it. Okay. What is your dream brand collaboration?
Ooh, this is a dream. So I used to love like old like Balenciaga, but after like recent like things like this going on, I would not collaborate with them. I think, but maybe the next choice would be something like any Italian brand. I just in love like Diesel, like I like street style more, like clothes, like Diesel, like Disquired, like some other maybe, like but Balenciaga was my favorite for sure. But I don't know, it's like very questionable right now. What's going on?
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, and I always like to know, like, what is the next like professional creator milestone that you are looking forward to doing? Like, what's your next goal that you're looking to hit?
Oh, I think I wanna have a team, and I wanna, free my time. So like grow that much that I really like spend more time like doing something that I love, like not love but something that I love with my family, like spend time with my family more, like just free my time and to grow my business, just not to worry about money, because right now I'm thinking about that. But my goal is like milestone is like just forget that money exists and do things that I like without thinking about money.
I think that's a great goal. Like that's a I think it's a super great, super realistic goal, honestly. What is your favorite part about being a creator?
The creating like humor, I think when I like do like super fun and funny video, like because I reward them myself over and over again and I like laughing so much. So I think like it's like just creating it because it's like a stress outlet, like stress release outlet for me, like just being able to create like fun content, like humor and everything.
Perfect. And if what is your theme song right now?
Theme song, my
Theme
favorite,
song.
like T, like the one that I use more.
Whichever one it is. Like, what's your theme song right now?
I think like that's so funny. I don't even like this song anymore because that's so many times I have used that. But this song trending, it performs so good. Let me think. It's like something like love. Only love can hurt like this. Like there is a live version. Like
Oh.
speed up or like this. Song is like really 99% of my video.
How funny.
Performed
Well,
so
perfect.
good.
All right. Well, tell us, Anna, where can we follow you? Ooh, excuse me. Sorry. Tell me, Anna, where can we follow you on social media so that we can be a part of your journey?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's the same all th through all the platforms. Anna Twinsies, ANNA Twinsies. Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. So yeah, just follow all along all the platforms, the same handle everywhere.
Perfect. Well, Anna, thank you so much for what you do. I know you're so busy and like I just love it. Like you're doing the most mom interview of all time, recording this in your car. So thank you so much for everything, your time, your talent, everything that you do. You and everyone listening are impossibly amazing. Until next week, peace.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.